Most of the time, the deity, the idam, or the particular Buddha, what they're wearing, their color, their facial expression, their body stance, their hand gesture, how many hands they have, what they're carrying, how many legs they have, what pose, and even what they're stepping on, all of that is a symbolic message of what their practice can confer to you. For example, very quick example, if you see Manjushri's sword, what it means is that you will gain 7 types of wisdoms, and that wisdom can cut or hew through your heavy ignorance. What do we use the sword for? We use the sword to cut through something. So in Manjushri's case, he doesn't use a sword to cut anybody. Actually, he doesn't even have a sword. It's just symbolic. The sword is what is representative of his wisdom, sharp, clear, precise, and very quick, very swift. So he's like a warrior with a sword cutting through ignorance. Warrior can cut through their enemies very quick. Manjushri's sword can cut through the real enemies, one's ignorance, very quickly. So therefore, him holding that sword gives you a symbolism that he can cut through your wisdom. Similarly, his golden color, gold is a representative, or yellow-orange color, yellow-orange, gold, he's many colors, a representative of growth, increase. Increase of what? Increase of the 7 wisdoms. So when we do Manjushri's practice, when you look at his iconography, it is representative of what his practice can confer onto you. For example, now, I did an FB post, and I'm answering it now, regarding Lama Tsongkhapa's 2 lotuses, and what is that supposed to mean to us? Well, Lama Tsongkhapa is sitting with his hands in a Dhammachakra mudra. And that Dhammachakra mudra is very important, because that Dhammachakra mudra is symbolic or representative of the most important function of a Lama, of a Sangha member, or of a person who's learned Dharma. And that is turning the wheel of Dharma. So turning the wheel of Dharma, or teaching the Dharma, is the highest form of giving. So out of the 6 paramitas, giving is one of them. Well, giving food, giving shelter, giving clothes, giving help, giving assistance, giving nice advice, nice words, is wonderful. It's good, it's necessary, and it should be done. But it's not the highest giving, because those types of giving only take care of temporary problems, and the problems come back. So we give again, the problems come back. Doesn't mean we shouldn't stop. It doesn't mean we should stop giving. We should. But we should give giving in dual form. We give the normal types of giving, and also we give the highest giving, which is the Dharma. 2 ways to give the highest giving. One is by example. We practice it. We walk the talk. We do what we're supposed to do, and just by seeing us, people will be inspired to practice. And then if we talk and teach all the more, it's even more powerful. So therefore, giving Dharma, teaching Dharma, comes in example and by words. So therefore, communication, words, communication. These days it can be on the internet, it can be through a keyboard, it can be through a video, it could be in person. There are many ways. All right. So therefore, teaching is the highest form of giving, the best giving, because when someone learns the Dharma, they practice it, they stop all sufferings from the core, from the actual source. So that's the highest form of giving. So therefore, the best job that a Lama should be doing, or the most highest job that a Lama can do, is conveying the Dharma to others. Hence, Lama Tsongkhapa's main job in his life, main function, or the main activity he did among many enlightened activities that he has done, is teaching the Dharma. And because of him teaching the Dharma, we have Ganden, Sera, Drepung, Tashi Lumpo, Amdo Tashikil, hundreds and hundreds of great monasteries, and so much teachings that people practice and become attained through. It was because of his activity of teaching. So Lama Tsongkhapa was very kind to us for teaching the Dharma. Therefore, when we see this mudra that Lama Tsongkhapa is holding of teaching, it represents that when we pray to Lama Tsongkhapa in this form, because he has many forms, some he's not in the teaching mudra, some he's not. And when we pray to Lama Tsongkhapa in this form where he's teaching, we gain the merits to receive teachings and understand the teachings, and in the future we plant the seeds that we may also teach others. So that's symbolic of this mudra that he shows you. There are forms of Lama Tsongkhapa where he's in a wrathful form as a Mahasiddha, where he's holding a skull cup and he's holding a sword and he's riding on a tiger. Okay? That form of Lama Tsongkhapa is overcoming our obstacles. Inner obstacles of holding on to permanence, hence the skull cup. Our inner obstacles of ignorance, hence the sword. And that is symbolic of Lama Tsongkhapa. If we worship him in that form, it helps us to overcome our attachments to permanence. All right. So Lama Tsongkhapa in this form, which is the one that we normally see, in the Dhamma Chakra Mudra, Dharma Chakra Mudra, or the turning of the law, turning of the Dharma Wheel Mudra. When we worship Lama Tsongkhapa in this manner, it is predominantly we gain the merits to hear the Dharma, to practice the Dharma, and to absorb the Dharma, because he's in this form. And on top of that, we plant the seeds that in the future, we will be able to convey the Dharma. So when we make offerings and incense and prostrations and solicitations and propitiation to Lama Tsongkhapa in this form in the Dhamma Chakra, we collect the merit that we can always listen to the Dharma in the future. Okay? And practice. Then from here, he holds a stem of a lotus that goes here and opens up at ear level. The lotus is white with a tinge of red, representing great bodhicitta and realization of shunyata. Okay? So what happens is the color mixed is great bliss and voidness. The ultimate aim of Tantra, great bliss and voidness, the only beings that have this is the fully enlightened Buddha. So the lotus represents, the coloring of the lotus represents the achievement of Buddhahood. In tantric terms, emptiness and great bliss. And then the lotus is open and wide, representing that with bodhicitta, with the realization of shunyata, with great love and great compassion, bodhicitta and shunyata, one rises above ordinary beings. One rises above one's ordinary conceptions. One rises above one's ordinary perceptions, conceptions. One rises above ordinary attachments. Why? With the realization of bodhicitta and shunyata, you totally eliminate wrong perception, distorted perception, and you avoid acting upon distortions. When you avoid acting upon distortions, you avoid distorted karma and distorted results. So therefore, that lotus is very symbolic of that, very powerful. And then on top of that, you have a sword, and the sword of Manjushri. Again, the sword confers seven types of wisdoms, and the reason Lama Tsongkhapa has that sword is it is telling you that he has become one. He has merged with his meditational deity, Lord Manjushri. So therefore, everything that Manjushri represents, wisdom, teachings, attainments, immortality, timelessness, bodhicitta, skillful means, everything that Manjushri represents is represented by that sword. So when you do Lama Tsongkhapa's practice, you will be blessed with all of Manjushri's qualities. Very powerful. Then on the left side, same lotus, another lotus, same color. On top of that is a Dharma text. The Dharma text is representative of all the 84,000 teachings that Buddha has given us, condensed into the wisdom, perfection of wisdom sutras. And when we realize emptiness, we're out of samsara. We're out of all suffering. So all the 84,000 teachings are condensed into this Dharma text that is on Lama Tsongkhapa's lotus that he's holding, representing that Lama Tsongkhapa has realized all of Buddha's teachings. Not only realized, he has fully accomplished and he has fully attained the results of these teachings. So whenever we study Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, whenever we contemplate on Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, whenever we think about Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, whenever we meditate or we do retreats on Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, we will achieve enlightenment. And on top of that, when we do Lama Tsongkhapa's practice, it blesses our mind to gain the wisdom to open up our intelligence to understand Buddha's teachings, to gain the realizations, to go to a higher level, to become enlightened, in fact. So when we have this Dharma text here, and we have this wisdom sword here, Lama Tsongkhapa's practice will confer on you the very qualities that the Dharma text and the wisdom sword represents. So therefore, just these two symbolisms have so much power and blessings. So much blessings. So imagine the other parts of Lama Dzongkhapa's body, which we will talk about slowly in the future. All right? So that's a small little explanation for all of you. I've seen many of the things that you have written. I agree with them. I think they're wonderful. I gave you a short, sweet explanation. There's much more, but I think that'll be enough so it doesn't become mind-boggling. All right? So good luck. Please practice Lama Dzongkhapa. Please do Lama Dzongkhapa's Guru Yoga. It's very, very beneficial for you in many ways. Thank you.